The Ghana Immigration Service, GIS, has launched a five-year strategic plan to comprehensively manage migration issues in Ghana. The plan would critically focus on combating irregular migration and ensure national security. Speaking at the opening of a four-day workshop in Accra to commence the process and develop the plan for 2016 to 2020, Deputy Director of the GIS, Felix Yao Sapong, said the strategic plan is a systematic process of envisioning a desired future and translate this vision into broadly defined goals. A report by Peggy Amufasoa.
The five-year strategic plan is funded by the European Union and the ECOWAS Commission. It would help prevent irregular migration and deter border crossing through unauthorized routes. In a speech read on behalf of the Minister of the Interior, Prosper Bani, said migration challenges are becoming more complex, which demand proactive strategies to build capabilities for effective handling. He urged the management of GIS to communicate the plan clearly to the staff for a successful implementation. The Deputy Director of GIS, Felix Yao Sapong, said formulating a strategic plan for the service is an extremely important step to enable the Ghana Immigration Service prioritize and carry out its mission and vision.
The plan was to meet the emerging global challenges of migration management, such as irregular migration, migration smuggling, among others, and repositioning the Ghana Immigration Service for greater service delivery in line with best practices. It is also to improve the capacity of the GIS to effectively carry out its mandate. This mandate includes the National Migration Policy, which was approved in November 2015 and inaugurated exactly 3rd April 2016. The core operational and administrative strategies of the service have evolved over the years to respond to the increasing demands on the service by its stakeholders. The establishment of the Border Patrol Unit, Work Permit Sections, Document Fraud and Expertise Center, and the Migration Management Bureau.